A state superior court judge has sided with the Municipality of Anchorage employees' unions in a dispute over a city labor law. Judge Eric Arseth heard arguments from union and city attorneys yesterday and made his decision from the bench only minutes after their conclusion. Arseth's decision allows a referendum asking voters to weigh in on the law to go forward, and it essentially suspends the city ordinance for now. Anchorage Municipal Attorney Dennis Wheeler says the city will contest the suspension order, because under city code, a suspension can only take place if the required number of petition signatures is in.
We are actually going to ask the court to reconsider that particular part of his order, and we have concurrence from the sponsor representatives that they will not oppose that request. You know, obviously, if they get their signatures, the net effect of that would be the suspension anyway in 26 days, but we want to make sure the record's clear on that point.
Wheeler says the city is considering appealing the decision to the state Supreme Court. Anchorage Mayor Dan Sullivan backed the controversial law. It restricts unions' right to strike, limits bonuses and incentives, and sharply caps raises. The city assembly passed the law in March despite an outpouring of public comment against it. The judge's decision also requires the city to issue union petition forms by Thursday. 7,100 signatures must be gathered to get the referendum on the Anchorage ballot. City elections normally take place in April, but Wheeler says if the referendum sponsors are successful in getting the signatures, the city would have to call a special election. Andy Holloman is the president of the Anchorage Education Association, one of the main supporters of the petition. Holloman says Judge Arseth made a point of saying if there was doubt, the petition should have been issued.
Has policy in it, and if there's confusion, you err to the side of the rights of the people. We can't make motions to the assembly. We can't vote. This is something that gives people real power, and it shouldn't be messed with. He kind of emphasized this is something that people are granted under the state constitution. The municipality has no business putting constraints on it or narrowing the interpretation of it.
Holloman says supporters have 26 days from Friday to gather the necessary signatures. If the city appeals Judge Arseth's decision to the state Supreme Court, the case will have to be re-argued, and that could open the door to an entirely different decision.